Hello and welcome to another episode of Forkful of Noodles. I am Krish Mohan. The left is frequently known as a group of people who stand for equality, fighting injustice, and are usually being called bleeding heart pussies. But since the beginning of the Trump administration, the left has gotten more and more violent, almost like they're trying to prove to the rest of the world that they're not a bunch of pussies, and they will make your heart bleed if necessary. Some might say it started with punching Nazis. Some have even gone so far to call 2017 the year of punching Nazis, which means that the Chinese calendar has a new animal, the social justice warrior. Every 5 to 6 presidencies, the spirit of this animal will come out with such fury that it will take down anyone whose ideology does not match their own. And this brings up another important question. When you're punching Nazis, do you go bare knuckle or wear pads? Now, bare knuckles means that there's actually some personal hit to that, right? There's some personal agendas behind that. But wearing pads means less Nazi juice on your fist. It is a conundrum. Or, if you wanted the best of both worlds, I guess you could do what Portland did and bring brass knuckles. Now, I've talked about why I'm against the idea of punching Nazis, but I don't think this violence from the left started with Nazi punching. This initially started when everybody got angry towards third-party voters, and which is still happening to this day. You know, according to Jill Stein on a recent episode of the Intercepted podcast, the Green Party voters were called spoilers to the election. This is like what happens to nerds. They get angry whenever you spoil their favorite comic book movie. And yes, the Green Party voters are spoilers to the election. I mean, it was a huge spoiler for a lot of us to find out that the two candidates on the ballot were just gonna push the corporate agenda and take away our rights as citizens and humans in their own special little way. Then, the giant spoiler. The country realized it was getting too complacent by ignoring the autocracies of both parties, lulling us into a false sense of security and using freedom and nationalistic pride as scapegoats. The spoiler was that liberalism has been sleeping because we won a few battles and we forgot about the war. A vote for a third party in this or any election means that there were people that wanted more choices and options. We wanted a better system, and instead of sitting around and being okay with what's being presented to us, those people went out and made a choice for themselves. I mean, perhaps what we should be doing is taking this as a sign that a large amount of the population wanted to fight for something truly different. So being violent and angry towards people that are basically on your side seems counterproductive. But the left continues to cannibalize itself by attacking liberals who don't believe exactly what like they do, like thinking all 100% of cis white males are the devil and should not speak on matters of race, gender, or equality. But taking away their voice is a form of discrimination, and it stifles curiosity, and quite frankly, it is lazy. It is very lazy. So if you're a gay, Muslim, Syrian immigrant, why would you want to embolden the stereotype that American culture makes people lazy? This type of black and white thinking leads to the death of nuance, and has started to make the left look bad. It's the difference between lack of knowledge and true willful ignorance. If there's a cis white male who doesn't understand the current concerns of the modern immigrant or woman or LGBTQIA person and wants to help, maybe letting them know what's going on isn't a bad thing. Telling them they can't do anything and casting them aside is killing your allies. And nobody likes friendly fire. I'm pretty sure even the Nazis were against that. And that's not to say that minorities can't be as bad as these cis white devils. Joseph Kony is making child soldiers in Africa, so he's a black devil. And Margaret Thatcher, a woman, scared the hell out of Reagan and probably also Nixon. I'd say Bush, but I think he's just afraid of all women. Hell, even Gandhi wasn't all that great. I mean, he was known to be a womanizer and used his fame to get young girls in bed with him. So it's almost like gender and race don't have a bearing on being a decent person. And besides, why does the devil have to be white? You know, I doubt that the prince of evil, the fallen angel, the master of lies cares about skin color when it comes to eternal damnation. It's a numbers game. The left has also gotten more violent towards Republicans and conservatives. And in terms of politics, yes, I disagree with most Republicans in Congress on a massive level. I've met conservatives who are way too obsessed with other people's genitals and where those genitals are being placed. But I've also met conservatives who don't care about the gender of your lover or your own gender, for that matter. The common thread of divide is that both liberals and conservatives judge one another on their differences rather than understanding and appreciating those differences. If liberals are all about diversity, then maybe we should take that and start practicing diversity in our thoughts and beliefs too. But while conservatives are waving their Trump flags, which is just a big giant red cloth with a giant hand holding its crotch, and it's definitely made in China, the liberals are literally throwing bricks, Molotov cocktails, and dynamite, which is like the worst episode of the Looney Tunes cartoons ever.
Let's look at the weapons that were confiscated at the Portland rally. The Portland police have published several photos showing different weapons, bricks, hammers, sticks, etc. Now, immediately there is a far-left activist school of thought and the right school of thought, and the left doesn't trust the police. And I'm sure many activists are saying, I don't believe this to be true, these weapons probably didn't come from us. And like I said, they don't trust the police.
But rioting when an internet troll that wished himself to be a real boy comes to speak at your college is hardly showing tolerance. Tolerance is giving them the chance to speak and then going, yeah, that shit wasn't tight or cool or it was far from dope as fuck. If you're unwilling to see what's happening on the other side of the glass, then be prepared to be surprised, because at some point, that snow globe is going to shatter. And riots are only the beginning. The left has threatened Republican reps' families and dogs. Look, guys, these reps don't value human life. What makes you think that they're going to give a shit about a dog, right? They only answer to one thing: the dollar bill. Stop threatening their families. Go after their banks. Then they might listen. And these reps probably also believe that corporations are people, so it'll likely be the first time in their careers that they've actually saved people. According to NYU psychologist Jonathan Haidt, who studies morality and politics, he says, nowadays, as the right sees it, the left has won the culture war and controls the media, the universities, Hollywood, and the education of everyone's children. Many of them think that they are victims. They are fighting back against powerful and oppressive forces, and their animosities are related to that worldview. And therein lies the issue with the left. The current left are not used to losing on this level. Liberals back in the 1800s had to fight Andrew Jackson. Literally, they had to land a punch for their information to matter. Followed by that, there was a Confederacy. And then in the 60s, you had Nixon and then Reagan right after that, and then back-to-back Bushes with a Clinton wedged in there. But, you know, those are all cis white males that we're not supposed to like. But with Obama, there was some victory on the race front. With the legalization of gay marriage, there was victory for gay people all across America. The revelation on how gross truck stop bathrooms are provides a step forward into the world understanding the transgender issue just a little bit better. Nerds masturbating to ScarJo and the Avengers movie has helped people understand feminism and how ladies can kick ass. With the popularity of Bernie Sanders, we realize that old people do have values and aren't just racist skinbags floating around in this world waiting for the cold hands of death to make the greatest generation a whisper of history. And with yet another Republican administration, the left and the progressives see their victories going away, and they're angry, and they need that anger to go somewhere. It's bubbling. It's exploding out of the cauldron of complacency they lit for 8 years. That's a fire hazard, and we're not sure where we put the fire extinguishers. Maybe it's in the tub. Maybe it's somewhere in the refrigerator. Probably somewhere cool where the fires of rage don't want to be. Some people have a major problem listening to the opposition. Hell, some people have a major problem with listening to a belief system that is 1 degree off from their own. But it's important to talk to people who think differently than you, because that's information you can utilize. It's understanding something you may not have understood before, even if you disagree with it. Because if you really listen to them and understand their point of view, then maybe you can help them understand your point of view in their language or context. The disruptors of humanity don't want that. They want us to choose our teams and stick with them. Shirts or skin. I don't want to be on either team. I'd rather be on everybody's team, shirted or not. I want to be on a team with tank tops, real and fake boobs, polo shirts, and hairy backs, all of them. When we're told to associate with people only on our teams, that's when it becomes easy for the corporate overlords, the money manipulators, and the purveyors of real injustice to keep us scared and fighting each other. Then they take our rights and choices away from us. It's been 6 months since the Trump administration, and even longer for Brexit and some other countries that have conservative leadership. Liberals gave the eye for an eye treatment to make the oppressors feel their own oppression, but now we're all just one eye short and bumping into walls, so maybe it's time for a better way to talk to each other. And if you want to get rid of everyone that disagrees with you or doesn't believe the exact same thing you do, that's called ideological eugenics, which is pretty close to something the Nazis were trying to do and preaching. And according to those punches, the left is nothing like those guys. Right? That's been your Forkful of Noodles for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this video. If you did, please give this video a like. Share it with your whatever networks that you guys would like to share it on. I do have some live stand-up comedy shows coming up on June 18th. I'm going to be at the Nomad in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I'll be in Pittsburgh at Hambones on June 24th for Zhuzh. I'll be headlining the Distillery on June 25th in Toledo, Ohio. On June 7th, I'm coming back to the Garlic Head Bistro in Richmond, Kentucky. You can check out all my upcoming dates for the summer and fall on my website at ramennoodlescomedy.com. And while you're at it, you can grab all my CDs from Bandcamp. They're pay what you want on Bandcamp, so you can get them for free, you can get them for a dollar, whatever you guys want to pay into it. And if you would like to support this show, my podcast, Taboo Table Talk, and socially conscious stand-up comedy, you can donate to my Patreon, which is at www.patreon.com/KrishMohan. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thanks for getting into it.